San Francisco made history this week by becoming the first major city in the U.S. to ban the use of facial recognition software by the police and other agencies. The action raises the question about how other major cities are using this emerging surveillance tool. A new report out this morning from the Georgetown Center on Privacy and Technology reveals that here in New York, the NYPD has been quietly using its own controversial facial recognition techniques. Claire Garvey is the lead author of the report, and she joins us now from Washington, D.C. Claire, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on.
What do we know about how NYPD here in New York is using face recognition technology?
The NYPD has had a face recognition program since late 2011 that they use to generate investigative leads. They use the technology when they have a photograph of an unknown person, either a suspect or a witness or maybe a victim, and they need to identify them. They run that face, that unknown face, through the face recognition system to compare it against their database of known individuals. This face recognition program, what we're finding is that law enforcement agencies don't always submit high-quality images to get investigative leads out of their systems. In fact, they submit everything from celebrity doppelgangers, people who they think look like the suspect they're searching for, heavily edited photos, photos where they have cut and pasted other people's eyes into the photograph or someone else's mouth into the photograph, faces where part of the face has been reconstructed by 3D modeling software. All this are practices that we see the NYPD employing with their face recognition system.
Now, that's what we know. What don't we know? I mean, NYPD has fought legislative efforts to open the books on its use of surveillance technology. Tell us what we may not know about what they're doing.
So it is getting more transparent, but it's been difficult to get this information. What we don't know is the degree to which the domain awareness system of the NYPD has face recognition integrated into it. We also don't know whether the NYPD conducts audits or checks for misuse and abuse of face recognition. And then perhaps most concerning, public defenders and defense attorneys aren't being told. They don't know when face recognition is used by the NYPD in their cases.
And that raises significant constitutional concerns, does it not?
It does. This raises very serious due process concerns. Under federal law, prosecutors are required to turn over to the defense evidence that suggests the defendant maybe didn't commit the crime or somebody else committed the crime.
Would investigators counter that facial recognition software is less problematic than an eyewitness, the traditional form of identification that we use when trying to solve cases?
It's possible that in some cases it is less problematic, or that somebody could argue that it's less problematic. I think it is just as problematic, if not more so, when investigators use face recognition to generate what they consider to be investigative lead, but then do not corroborate that investigative lead with other investigations, and instead skip to a witness identification procedure, which, as you mentioned, could be flawed, that doesn't adhere to basic parameters or basic guards in place against the misidentification.
China uses facial recognition in real time, meaning they can identify people soon after they pass by cameras. So the government, it seems, is tracking people as they move around cities in China. Is this kind of technology coming here?
We have recently discovered that two major police departments in the U.S., Detroit and Chicago, purchased the capabilities a few years back without rigorous public discussion about whether their communities want to live in a world where they are subject to the ability for law enforcement to identify not just what is happening on the ground, but who is where and doing what.
Claire Garvey is a senior associate at the Georgetown Center on Privacy and Technology. Claire, thank you so much for your time and for your report.
Thanks for having me on.
We asked the New York Police Department for comment on this report. They did not dispute any of the findings. They emphasize that facial recognition technology is only used to develop leads and is never the sole basis for an arrest. And they said they are constantly updating their policies.